Have you ever lain awake in the dead of night, the room swallowed by absolute blackness, and felt it? That prickling on the back of your neck? The unshakable certainty that something, someone, is staring at you from the shadows? Your heart races, your breath catches, but when you flick on the light, nothing. Or is there? Tonight, we delve into the chilling void where science meets the supernatural, exploring the eyes that watch us when we think we're alone. But beware, listener. Once you hear this, you might never sleep soundly again. Stick around, if you dare. Welcome, weary wanderers of the Witching Hour, to another spine-tingling episode of True Crime Sleep Stories, your podcast for all things that go bump in the night. I'm your host, Kelly Brink, and whether you're huddled under the covers with headphones on or drifting off in a dimly lit room, thank you for joining me on this journey into the unknown. And if you like what you hear, those chills running down your spine, that urge to check over your shoulder, please hit that subscribe button, give us a like, and drop a comment below. Tell me, what's the scariest thing you've ever felt watching you? Your stories fuel the fear. Now, dim the lights, close your eyes, but not too tightly. Let's begin. Picture this. It's 3 a.m. The world outside your window is silent, save for the occasional rustle of leaves or the distant hum of a car. You've turned off the lamp, plunging your bedroom into inky darkness. You settle into your bed, pulling the blankets up to your chin, ready to surrender to sleep. But then, it starts. A subtle shift in the air, like the room has grown heavier. Your skin tingles, your ears strain for the faintest sound. You swear you can feel eyes boring into you, tracking your every shallow breath. Is it your imagination? Or is something truly there, lurking just beyond the edge of perception? This sensation, my friends, has haunted humanity since the dawn of time. Scientifically, it's known as scopaesthesia, the eerie feeling of being watched, even when no one is visibly present. Coined from Greek roots meaning to look at and sensation, scopaesthesia isn't just paranoia. It's a primal response wired deep into our brains. Studies from psychologists and neuroscientists suggest it's a survival mechanism, a leftover from our cave-dwelling ancestors who needed to detect predators in the shadows. When the lights go out, our brains kick into overdrive, compensating for the loss of sight by amplifying other senses. Hearing sharpens to catch the softest footfall. Touch becomes hypersensitive to the slightest brush of air. This is hypervigilance at its finest, or most terrifying. But how does it work? Let's peel back the layers of the mind. In complete darkness, your visual cortex doesn't shut down. It hungers for input. Without light, it starts filling in the blanks, creating phantom presences from the noise of your own thoughts. Research from places like Vanderbilt University shows that even in pitch black, our brains can see the movement of our own bodies through proprioception, that internal sense of where our limbs are in space. But extend that outward. Subtle cues like changes in air pressure, electromagnetic fields, or even the faint heat signature of another being can trigger alarms in your amygdala, the brain's fear center. It's like your mind is a radar, pinging the void for intruders. And in isolation, when sensory deprivation sets in, hallucinations bloom. a recent study in psychological science found that people left alone in dark, quiet rooms often report feelings of presence, ghostly companions conjured by the brain to combat loneliness or danger. Is it evolution's way of keeping us alert, or a glitch that opens the door to something otherworldly? Now, let's turn the page from science to the shadows of folklore, where this sensation takes on a life of its own. Across cultures and centuries, humans have personified that watchful gaze as entities that stalk us in our most vulnerable state, sleep. These aren't mere myths. They're explanations for the unexplainable, born from nights when the veil between worlds thins. Take the night hag, a staple in European folklore, immortalized in Henry Fuseli's 1781 painting, The Nightmare. She's a demonic crone who perches on your chest as you slumber, her eyes gleaming with malice, stealing your breath and pinning you down. In Newfoundland, they call her the Old Hag, a vengeful spirit who visits those who've wronged her, watching intently before pressing the life from your lungs. Venture further east, and you'll meet the Mara of Scandinavian lore, a shape-shifting wraith, often a beautiful woman by day, who transforms into a nightmare beast by night. She slips through keyholes or cracks in the door, hovering over the sleeping, her gaze like icy daggers. In Slavic tales, the Kikimora spins threads of fate while watching over households, but cross her, and she'll torment you in your dreams, her eyes unblinking in the dark. African folklore brings the Tokoloshe, a diminutive goblin raised by witches to spy on enemies perching at the foot of your bed, its beady eyes fixed on you as you toss and turn. And then there are the shadow people, amorphous figures from modern urban legends, but rooted in ancient Native American and Aboriginal stories of spirits unbound by flesh. They lurk in peripheral vision, especially at night, silent sentinels that feed on fear. In Japanese yokai traditions, the Mu Onna, or faceless woman, watches from the corners of rooms, her blank stare more terrifying than any scream. These entities aren't random. They're tied to our brain's ability to sense being watched. Folklore suggests that when your mind detects that presence in the dark, it's not always imagination. Sometimes it's a warning that something has crossed over, drawn to your vulnerability. But what if these legends are more than stories? What if they're echoes of real encounters? Let's dive into the archives of terror, where history and personal accounts blur into nightmares. One of the most infamous is the Bell Witch Haunting of Tennessee in the early 1800s. John Bell and his family were plagued by an entity that started as whispers and knocks, but escalated to physical assaults. Betsy Bell, the daughter, reported feeling watched in her bed at night, eyes peering from the darkness. The witch would pull her hair, slap her face, and whisper prophecies while she lay paralyzed. Witnesses, including future President Andrew Jackson, claimed to sense the presence too, a malevolent gaze that chilled the room. Was it a poltergeist? A demon? Or the brain's hypervigilance amplified by collective fear? Fast forward to the 20th century, and we find the Enfield poltergeist case in the 1970s London, documented by paranormal investigators. The Hodgson sisters, particularly Janet, described an invisible force watching them sleep. Janet would wake to find herself levitating, but before that, she'd feel eyes on her, heavy and judgmental. Photos captured shadows in the room, and audio recordings picked up guttural voices. Skeptics blame hysteria, but those who were there swear the air thickened with an unseen watcher's intent. Now, for something more intimate and perhaps more relatable, let's talk sleep paralysis, the bridge between science and the supernatural. You've likely experienced it, that liminal state between wakefulness and sleep where your body is immobilized, but your mind is alert. Your eyes dart around the room, and there it is, a figure at the bedside, watching. Neuroscientists explain it as a REM sleep glitch. Your brain paralyzes your muscles to prevent dream enactment, but if you wake mid-cycle, hallucinations flood in. The amygdala fires wildly, conjuring intruders from the shadows. But folklore calls these sleep demons. Take the incubus and succubus of medieval Europe, seductive demons who visit in the night, pinning victims down with their gaze before assaulting them. Survivors describe a crushing weight on the chest, labored breathing, and eyes glowing in the dark. In modern accounts like those shared on forums and in BuzzFeed compilations, people report the Hat Man, a tall, shadowy figure in a wide-brimmed hat, standing silently at the foot of the bed, observing. One anonymous poster recounted, "I woke up frozen, and he was there, his outline darker than the night. He didn't move, just watched. I felt his thoughts probing mine like he was deciding my fate." Another from Reddit. "It was a half-machine, half-alien thing, vacuum-like, hovering, and staring with red eyes. I prayed and it vanished, but the feeling lingered." But sometimes the eyes aren't just in dreams. In Florida, in the early 2000s, a man turned nightmare into reality. Neighbors reported shadows moving at windows late at night, a silent intruder who'd slip into ex-partners' homes, hiding in corners to watch them sleep. Police discovered hidden cameras he'd set up, recording every breath, every twitch. He claimed he just liked watching, but for his victims, it was terror in the flesh, a living shadow mirroring folklore's unseen gaze. He was arrested, but not before leaving a trail of fear so thick some never slept without lights again. Cultures call this a dab tsog, a nightmare spirit, but he was flesh and blood, proving the darkest watchers can be human. Even UFO abduction stories tie in here. Whitley Strieber's Communion describes beings watching him from the darkness before pulling him into experiments. Is it all the brain? A study in sleep medicine found that 40% of people experience sleep paralysis at least once, with visuals of watchers being common. But some cultures, like the Hmong, believe these are fatal visitations by dab tsog, spirits that crush the soul. Imagine it now. You're in bed, the clock ticking slower than it should. The darkness presses in, alive with potential. Your brain, sensing the void, heightens every rustle, every shift. Is that breath yours or another's? Folklore whispers of the watcher in the walls from Irish tales, an entity sealed in old homes, peering through cracks, waiting for you to sleep. In Mexican brujería, the ojo malo, the evil eye, watches from afar, but at night it draws closer, manifesting as a presence that drains your energy. One chilling true story comes from the 1980s Amityville horror aftermath. Though the main events are debated, survivors like the Lutz family reported ongoing watchers. Eyes in the windows at night, shadows moving across bedrooms. George Lutz said, "You'd feel it before you'd see it, a cold stare that made your blood freeze." Was it tied to sleep paralysis? Many victims report recurring visits, building dread. And let's not forget the global tapestry. In Fiji, the Vele, a spirit child, watches over the ill but turns malevolent if ignored, staring from the rafters. Turkish jinn lurk in dark corners, their eyes like embers. These stories aren't isolated, they're universal, suggesting our brains are tuned to detect these presences, or perhaps inviting them in. As we weave science and myth, consider this. Scopesthesia might explain the feeling, but what if it's a doorway? When your brain compensates in the dark, heightening awareness, does it pierce the veil? Entities like the Boo Hag of Gullah folklore, a skinless witch who rides your chest at night, watching your dreams, seem too vivid for mere hallucination. Victims wake with scratches, breathless, swearing they felt her gaze. So, dear listeners, as the night deepens and shadows lengthen, remember, that feeling of being watched isn't always in your head. It could be your brain's ancient alarm or a whisper from the other side. Folklore's watchers, night hags, shadow people, maras, remind us we're never truly alone in the dark. Sleep paralysis, that Florida intruder, prove even humans can embody the nightmare. Next time you feel those eyes, don't turn on the light too quickly. You might see what's really there, or worse, invite it to stay. If this episode left you glancing over your shoulder, please like, share, and subscribe for more True Crime Sleep Stories chills. Comment your own watcher stories below. We might feature them next. Share with a friend who sleeps with the lights on and follow us on socials for bonus creeps. Sweet dreams or not. Until next time, keep one eye open.